Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, you have about a half hour to do that, a little less than about 25 minutes, actually. Today is It's Broken, Let's Fix It Day. We're going to talk with a director who, I mean, you guys, I'm not even going to tell you anything about it at this moment, because I went into this not knowing anything. And when I was talking with some people about it, they said, oh, yeah. And Trevor, did you know about it?
I did not.
Okay, so we're not going to tell anybody about it. We're just this is kind of a thriller that has to do with the internet. That's all I'm going to tell you. All right? Which may have been, I may have given away too much, but nevertheless, don't tell anybody if you figured it out. All right? Well, you've figured that because you know about it, but don't tell anybody else. I mean, okay. all of you out in Radio Land, don't call up your friends and say, "I know what she's going to do." But you could write it down on a piece of paper like Penn and Teller do, and then you can sort of show it to people and say, "Ha ha." Or you can take a picture with your cell phone in front of the phone showing that you knew about it before we played it.
There you go.
You can see I've been reading too many murder mysteries. Okay, let's do, speaking of, there's no transition from that. Let's talk about an email.
Even the queen of segues can't make it.
All right, well, let me try. You know, that mysteries are to be solved, and, you know, one of the things that I do is solve problems around here, and one of the ways I solve problems is from your emails.
Oh, my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen,
do not challenge me. You know, when you say wet paint, my fingerprint's going to be there.
Oh, my.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
All right, here we go.
D writes, my 13-year-old daughter has had a friend spend the night, and the friend ended up on her cell phone chatting with another friend on speaker, ignoring my daughter for well over an hour. When I overheard the phone conversation and realized my daughter was not even in her room, I headed downstairs to find my daughter crying, not sure how to engage her friend. She has felt left out and rejected a lot recently. Many friends have not responded to her text messages and invites. This is such a hard age, and girls can be very cruel. She has a few wonderful friends who would never act this way, but they live about 45 minutes away, so getting together is not always easy. I want her to realize a friend, quotation, who excludes you isn't really a friend, and it's fine to have just a few really good friends. She's very sensitive and feels like she is the one with the problem. She isn't good enough. What can I do or say to help her build self-esteem and give her the tools to handle the snakes and fakes? Please help.
Okay. Let's start with the concept of self-esteem. Self-esteem, lamentably, is not mom esteem or school esteem or even friend esteem itself. So, and as you point out, it's a tough age. And the problem with your daughter's sort of perceptions is that it's very likely that she's treated somebody that way as well. So if I were going to deal with a 13-year-old, which of course I have, what I would say is the best way to have a friend is to be a friend. So why don't you look and see if there's somebody who doesn't have really very many friends or any friends at all, and see if you can befriend that person and be the kind of person you want to be. And you might say to her, what do you like about Miss, you know, I'm going to be on my cell phone with somebody else. And admittedly, she was on her speakerphone, so your daughter presumably could have participated. And maybe part of your daughter's issue is that she doesn't want to share. And I agree. Look, do I think talking on a cell phone when you're with somebody to somebody else is rude? I do. But it's certainly not uncommon behavior, lamentably. We were talking about the deterioration of manners earlier in the program. So the first thing I would do is I would say to her, all right, let's talk about friendship. Let's talk about what you like about, and you, presumably you know some of her friends, and so you can list them. And what she's going to say is what all of us want in friends, is somebody who's kind of fun to be around and listens to us and likes the same kind of things. But she may want to, by helping her to look at that list of characteristics that she values, what she may find is that one of the friends, that some of the people she likes, she just likes them because they're popular. which is not a very good reason to like somebody if you think about it. All that means is somebody else liked them, somebody else gave them the good housekeeping seal of approval, therefore I will too. And that's not really a criteria, because what you value in a friend may not be exactly the characteristics somebody else values. And if you're only valuing somebody because they're popular, then the fact that they talk to other people is just part of their popularity. So help her to look at, first of all, what are the characteristics that you deem important? Then, is there anybody around? Now, is that part of the way you act? Or are you grumpier sometimes? Do you cry more easily than some of your friends? Because it may be hard to be around your daughter if she's very clingy, or she's very demanding, or she's very emotionally labile. And I know that this describes an awful lot of kids, but you don't want to help your daughter to feel sorry for herself, because feeling sorry for herself, first of all, is the antithesis of self-esteem. And second of all, it's a pain in the neck to be around. Martyrs only look good on vellum. They are a pain in the neck to live with. So you may want to explain to your daughter the whistle happy tune theory of life, the Anna and the King of Siam school of life, that says when you whistle happy tune, not only do you fool everybody else, but you fool yourself, and you're much more fun to be around. So instead of being hurt when your friend talks to somebody else on the phone, say, okay, well, as long as you're going to talk to somebody else on the phone, maybe I'll talk to somebody else on the phone as well. See you later. Or, I mean, you can even say, look, if you want to talk with other people on the phone, why don't you go downstairs, because I want to watch this really cool video. I mean, so there are other ways of behaving other than going downstairs and sobbing. And Mom D, you want to make sure that you're not reinforcing negative behavior by giving her a lot of sympathy, which is translates into a lot of attention for basically negative behavior, because there are other ways of handling somebody who is basically being rude to you other than going downstairs and crying till your mom comes down. So number one, definition of a friend. Number two, looking for somebody who might need friendship rather than this. Number three, assessing the people that she presumably views as friend and whether or not they fall into any of the categories of things that she likes. Number four, figuring out other way for her to be more valuable as a friend because of the way that she's behaving in the same set of criteria that she likes in other people are going to like in her. And then I think what you do is just remind her, as you have, that she has friends, and that there are acquaintances and there are friends. And sometimes it's really helpful to have some acquaintances in your life because your friends aren't always available, that they may have other things to do. They may even have other friends. And one of the things about 12- and 13-year-old girls in friendship is they tend to be very possessive and want to be very exclusive. And that may be part of your daughter's downfall as well, is that she may feel, if you're my friend, you can't be anybody else's friend. And that's not a way to enhance her sense of security or comfort or even her friendships. And because it's a rapidly changing kaleidoscope of kids this age. And also to remind her that just as when her friends aren't very nice to her, that it hurts her feelings, even though she doesn't have to show it, that when she's unpleasant to other people, then it hurts their feelings as well. So I think these are the years where you learn how to be a friend, and not everybody learns it, but it's a very valuable time for you to help your daughter as opposed to help her feel sorry for herself. And the issue about self-esteem is that We esteem things. Esteem is kind of one of those interesting words, in that it's an active word. You esteem something, you actively value it. So it's going to be that she is nice to people, or that she is a great artist, or she writes really good sentences, or that she's nice to animals, or that she makes her bed really well, or that she has lovely red hair, or whatever. I mean, that self-esteem is... red hair is probably not a very good example, but self-esteem is based on doing something that you value and doing it well. So if you can help her understand this, I know that's a lot of issues, but I think the main directive to you is have her help her to think more, to help her to think rather than just react in terms of what's going on in her life. And don't reinforce the negative behavior. And I know as a parent, when our kids are unhappy, it breaks our heart. But unhappiness is part of how we learn. And if you think about your childhood and the things that you learned, all of us are going to learn more from our mistakes. We're going to learn more from a rude sleepover than we're going to learn from somebody who really thinks we're wonderful. So don't reinforce negative behavior in her life. Don't make her feel sorry for herself. Give her tools so that she can build up her sense of being able to do things and do things well, and to be a friend as well as to have a friend. Okay, and you can call me if you need to. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so for those of you who, like me, who sometimes deplore the divisiveness in this country, there is a new book out written by a dude whose name is Colin Woodard, who's from Maine, who says that the real issues in the United States can really be boiled down to the fact that we are 11 nations, 11 separate nations, okay? And here's how he describes us. There's Yankeedom, which is the northeast, north of New York City, and spreading through Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota. Yankeedom values education, intellectual achievement, communal empowerment, and citizen participation in a government as a shield against tyranny. Yankees are comfortable with government regulation. Woodard notes that Yankees have a utopian streak. The area was settled by radical Calvinists. Then we get the New Netherland. A highly commercial culture, New Netherland is materialistic with a profound tolerance for ethnic and religious diversity and an unflinching commitment to the freedom of inquiry and conscience. It is a natural ally with Yankeedom and encompasses New York City and northern New Jersey. The area was settled by the Dutch. Okay. The Midlands. Settled by English Quakers, the Midlands are a welcoming middle-class society that spawned the culture of the American heartland. Political opinion is moderate, and government regulation is frowned upon. Woodard calls the ethnically diverse Midlands America's great swing region. Within the Midlands are parts of New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska. Tidewater was built by the young English gentry in the area around the Chesapeake Bay, which is sinking, and North Carolina. Starting as a feudal society that embraced slavery, the region places a high value on respect for authority and tradition. Woodward notes that the Tidewater is in decline, partly because it's been eaten away by the expanding federal halos around D.C. and Norfolk. Greater Appalachia. Colonized by settlers from the war-ravaged borderlands of Northern Ireland, Northern England, and the Scottish Lowlands, Greater Appalachia is stereotyped as the land of hillbillies and rednecks. Woodard says Appalachia values personal sovereignty and individual liberty and is intensely suspicious of lowland aristocrats and Yankee social engineers alike. It sides with the Deep South to counter the influence of federal government. Within Appalachia are parts of Kentucky, Tennessee, West Virginia, Arkansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, Indiana, Illinois, and Texas. I don't know about Texas being in that group. Maybe. The Deep South. The Deep South was established by English slave lords from Barbados and was styled as a Western Indies-style slave society, Woodard notes. It has very rigid social structure and fights against government regulation that threatens individual liberty. Alabama, Florida, Mississippi, Texas, well, Texas was already mentioned. Georgia and South Carolina are all part of the Deep South. Texas is a pretty big state. I suppose it could depend on where you lived in Texas. El Norte, composed of the borderlands of the Spanish-American Empire, El Norte is a place apart from the rest of America. Hispanic culture dominates in the area, and the region values independence, self-sufficiency, and hard work above all else. Parts of Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California are in El Norte. So that means that Texas falls into at least three different areas. I probably would believe that. They haven't even talked about Dallas. The Left Coast. Colonized by New Englanders and Appalachian Midwesterners, the Left Coast is a hybrid of Yankee utopianism and Appalachian self-expression and exploration. Adding it's the staunchest ally of Yankeedom. Coastal California, Oregon, and Washington are in the Left Coast. All right, wait a minute here. We've got some more here. There's actually a map. The Far West, the conservative West, developed through large investment in industry, yet where inhabitants continue to resent the Eastern interests that initially controlled that investment among Far West states are Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Utah, Washington, Oregon, North Dakota, South Dakota, Colorado, calling North Dakota the Far West? Colorado, Nevada, Utah, Nebraska, Kansas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California. So California is already in two different districts. New France, a pocket of liberalism nestled in the Deep South. Its people are consensus-driven, tolerant, and comfortable with government involvement in the economy. New France is among the most liberal places in North America, focused around New Orleans and Louisiana, as well as the Canadian province of Quebec. Those are kind of far distant from each other. New Orleans, one of the most liberal places in North America. Maybe sexually liberal. I'm not sure politically liberal at all. First Nation, made up of Native Americans. They enjoy tribal sovereignty in the U.S. The First Nation is huge, but its population is under 300,000, most of whose people live in the northern reaches of Canada. Among these 11 nations, the Yankeedom and the Deep South exert the most influence and are constantly competing with each other, the hearts and minds of the other nations. We are trapped in brinksmanship because there's not a lot of wiggle room between Yankee and Southern culture. Those two nations would never see eye to eye on anything between, except an external threat. Saying the nation has likely become more polarized, even though America is becoming a more diverse place every day. This is because people are self-sorting. Well, we've heard that concept before with respect to politics and groups. And it was one of the articles that came out last year that said the suburbs used to be the great melting pot, and it was a place for people who had different points of view and different incomes and different socioeconomic levels and different educations on different backgrounds to come together. And now it's not. That people only go to parties with people they agree with. They only vote for candidates that they agree with. They only go to political rallies of people they agree with. And he's saying that the whole country does it, and independent of politics. People choose to move to places where they identify with the values. Red minorities go south, blue minorities go north. This is why blue states are getting bluer and red states are getting redder, and the middle is getting smaller. It's an interesting concept. I think it, in some ways, I mean, when you've got a state that's in three different areas, I don't know what that means, or two different areas. Although, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, Texas really is a bunch of different areas. But the left coast includes Juneau, and the far west includes Fairbanks and Anchorage. I don't know. it's an interesting notion. And it also includes large parts of Canada. I don't know that Canada wants to actually be considered part of the United States. I don't think they do. So there's a documentary that's called I think we're probably going to do it just because it's such fun. That's called I think it's called We Are Canadians, and it asks a bunch of questions, among which what does it mean to be a Canadian, and how come so many comedians come from Canada, and how many people that we think are Americans that are actually Canadians. So. Do we have this up on our website?
I can certainly put it there.
Yeah, we can put the map up. I'd ask people where they think they come from, or whether they think, you know, it just seems a little complicated, don't you think, for Facebook?
Maybe yeah, to ask a question, but just for the information, I kind of, for the places that I've actually lived or been a part of the culture, I find it kind of apt. I thought it was pretty accurate.
Yeah, I mean, I think a part of it, and the idea of the part of the country that you come from depends on who settled it and what their sort of statements were. Although the notion that somehow in 250 years that we haven't, that, first of all, it ignores the fact of how mobile we are as a people. And I think that's part of it, that this really implies that once you're in an area, you stay in the area. And I'm not sure that's completely true. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
So it's that time of the week called It's Broken, Let's Fix It. And my guest today is a documentary filmmaker, director, whose name is Sophie Dresp, who's directed a film called A Gay Girl in Damascus, The Amina Profile. All right, now, first of all, I must tell you, Sophie, when they sent me this information, I thought, you know what, I'm one of those people who thinks that our sex lives, it's all right for them to be private. Do I really care about a gay girl in Damascus? But because I review documentaries and I thought, okay, just if it said a straight girl in Damascus, I'm not sure I would care. But I thought, well, all right, let's see what this one has to say. So let's start with what I didn't know about Amina. Tell me who Amina was. And when I was talking with other people about it, many people knew, but I didn't. So tell me who Amina was, and tell me the background of this to start with, would you?
Okay, so Amina, to me, Amina was this Syrian-American woman who was dating online my friend Sandra in Montreal. So they just started this online relationship that was intellectual but also erotic. Let's see what it is exactly. And after a few weeks, Amina was she started a blog called A Gay Girl in Damascus. She's based in Damascus. It was right at the beginning of the uprisings in Syria. So we're in 2011. Her blog is bold. She speaks about sexuality, politics, religion in a country where freedom of speech isn't is something that can put you in jail, or she was actually threatened for what she was doing. And she got a fair amount of followers, but at a certain point she was kidnapped, and that was in June 2011.
Wow. All right, so you knew of this because you had a friend. You live in Montreal as well?
Yes.
And so your friend was sharing this. And in the movie, so how did you decide, because it sounds like you were in on this really from the very beginning. How did you have the sense that this was going to be an interesting subject for a documentary?
Well, when Amina was abducted, there was this investigation first to release her, to know where she is exactly. And many people were involved in the investigation. Like activists from different countries, journalists. We have to say that Amina, as a gay blogger from Syria, was covered by many Western medias. And at a certain point, and even the Homeland State Security in the U.S. was investigating also, because she was Syrian American. She was writing and expressing herself in English, and because she had an American mother. So at a certain point, no one could say like, okay, I know Amina, I've met her, or I've shared like whatever with her in person. And also there was this woman from London. Her name is Jelena Lecic. She's Croatian, and she called the Guardian saying, well, the picture you're publishing of this woman, Amina, is actually a picture of me, and I have nothing to do with the story. So that was,
wow.
I would
All
say,
right.
at that point, my friend Sandra had a six-month relationship with Amina via emails, via like pictures and chat messages, and this person wasn't who she pretended to be, and we didn't know who she was. We didn't know, is she like being tortured by the Assad regime in Syria, or is she not, whatever. We didn't know who she was.
All right, so we've got, so the background
point,
here. All right, let me just stop. So we've got an American Syrian during the Arab Spring in Syria who's sending erotica. She's got a blog online in a country that really doesn't support, certainly, erotica, let alone gay erotica, let alone women, and all of a sudden she's kidnapped, and so all these governments say, oh no, you know, we've got to do something, which the internet is really good about mobilizing, and nobody knows Amina, and the picture of Amina turns out to be a woman from Croatia. Okay, now Sandra, your friend at this moment must have been, I mean, she must have felt both frightened and sort of horrified simultaneously. I mean, so tell me about Sandra's feelings about this.
Well, because actually Sandra was campaigning for Amina to free her, and she called embassies, she called the media, she had people, she wasn't the only one, many people were doing it around the world, but and at that point she felt really, in a way, she was exposed by the media, and she had to say, well, I've never met her, actually. Yeah. We only had exchanges via, like, pictures and emails and chat messages. And so she was exposed as a very naive person, which she's not. Yeah. She's a bright, educated. She knows about communication. She knows about the world. And at that point, she felt very vulnerable, and she was she had to leave her job because she was being called all day long. And she arrived at home, and there were people at her door just wanting to have interviews with her. And so she felt really that she had, at that point, she had to lock her door and just hide for a moment. But at the same time, there could be someone in Syria being tortured, yeah, or raped, or like that's what happens often when someone is abducted by the secret police in a regime like the Assad regime in Syria. So at the same time, and she felt that she still had to do something for her, even if she wasn't exactly the person she pretended to be, but she had to be cautious as well.
Right. So she's feeling vulnerable, but she's also thinking, okay, well, but maybe there really is somebody who needs some help. You've got all these governments mobilized.
Yes.
So what's the next step? How do we find out? We now know what Amina doesn't look like. We know that nobody's actually seen her. So what's the next step? How do we try? Because this is a story that a lot of sophisticated people, both men and women, but especially women, do online dating. And they may not be dealing with somebody from Syria, but they're dealing with somebody from who knows where. And it gets more and more intense, and they get more and more involved. And then the point being, we have no idea who they are. So how do we find out who Amina really is?
There was an investigation that was going on online. Actually, all those people stayed behind their electronic devices. I know the people that were the first to get to Amina, like the person behind Amina, were two persons from Electronic Intifada. And these guys, they had Amina in their list, like mailing list, in their followers. So they felt a threat because they are pro-Palestinian, and they know that often they have they are spied on by Israel or other agencies, and so they felt like, okay, if Amina is not who she pretends to be, and she's in our contact, she's my Facebook friend, so they really wanted to know who she was, and they conducted this investigation with the help of a woman also who's very bright with false identities online, and she's based in San Francisco. Her name is Liz Henry. All those people are in the documentary. So the documentary reveals also how the investigation was conducted online, and it's pretty.
Right. Let me just stop.
Are you there?
I'm still here. The music means that we're now going to take a break. We come back. Let's talk. I don't want to give away the ending of the movie because I want people to go see it. But we'll tell people, all right, so what happens when things aren't exactly what they seem? My guest is Sophie Duras. We're talking about a gay girl in Damascus. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance of feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My guest is Sophie Duraff, who is the director of a documentary called A Gay Girl in Damascus, The Amina Profile. And let me just set up what we've got, which is, I mean, this is the subject of a documentary, but for an awful lot of people, this is the subject of their life. They're a little lonely, so they go online and they find somebody that they think is really well suited to them, that is intellectually their equal and interested in them, and sends kind of sexy pictures and tells them, shares their life. And as Sophie says, it's kind of erotic. And this is against a background of the Arab Spring. This is a woman who purportedly is writing from Damascus. There then gets to be a political situation where supposedly this person is in jeopardy. And again, I think anybody who's ever done online dating can recognize some of this. And quite often, people who are doing online dating share with their friends what's going on. I met this great person, and she, you know, this is going on and that's going on. One of the things as a psychologist I kind of encourage people to do is not stay online for very long. That, you know, a week or two online, because presumably you want a real relationship. And the problem about the internet, from my point of view as a psychologist, is you don't actually know who you're dealing with. And unfortunately, this documentary makes me look really smart, because the question is, who is Amina? And we find out that that the picture that they post is somebody completely different. So the question is, if that's not her picture, what else is not true? And we've got the additional complication here of a very volatile political situation where allegedly she's been kidnapped, that she is interacting with some other political websites who feel that they may be spied on. So the question is, if Amina's not Amina, who is Amina? And some of the possibilities are it could be counterintelligence from any one of a number of different governments, including the Syrian government, so which poses a risk. So Sandra at this moment, who's the person that has been the communicator, the sort of online date, has done the first thing she's done is sort of sounded the alarm of, oh no, you know, we have to save this woman. And now she's saying, I need to figure out who this woman is. So, all right, let's pick up from there, Sophie. So how did you get involved in this? At what point were you involved?
Well, actually, at that point when I say we, because many people were investigating, to figure out who Amina was. And we really felt we were in the middle of a thriller. We were in a film. And at that point, I told Sandra, we're in a film, and we're at about minute 20. A lot more has to come. My friend was too in such an emotional turmoil. She was so exposed by the media. I didn't want to ask her to film her right away. But I left it like that, just telling her, like, there's the film there, because, I mean, there's a lot of contemporary subjects here, online dating, but also what kind of news do we get from traditional media as well? Because Amina was covered by many, many major outlets
including the
in Europe,
Guardian.
And in America.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And so what happened is that, the perpetrator was discovered via this online investigation, and the film goes through it all. And at one point, Sandra came to me. It was like 4 or 5 months after we found out who Amina was, and she said, "Sophie, I would like to share all my archives with you, and if you think there's a film to make here, go ahead." And I told her, I really need a carte blanche. I really need total freedom to cover all those major subjects. I didn't want to hide anything of the story. She agreed with that. She was willing to share her story, to share the burden of it. And when I asked her, would you come with me meeting with all those people, including the perpetrator, she said yes. And I think it's she needed to in a way to know that she wasn't alone in that. She wasn't like this naive person who got caught by just like it happens like every day, every minute, I guess, because like online dating is so common nowadays.
Yep.
And so she wanted some answers, and she wanted to share with people who were involved with Amina, and that led us around the world in Istanbul, in Chicago, in Washington, in Tel Aviv, in Israel, to meet with those people to try to uncover all the layers of what happened. And because actually Amina was a huge fantasy that was, yes, elaborated by one person at first, but that was shared with Sandra and then with a lot of people around the world. Yeah. Amina she was sexy, she was bright, and she would speak about her society. She was very courageous, and so she was this type of person that we want to know as a very heroic person who is engaged in history, actually. So, but then when we realize that she's not real, it makes us question really like what are we looking for, not only in terms of personal relationship, of love, of passionate relationship, but also when we pick up a paper, and what kind of titles are we attracted to. And so I think it's not only Sandra's personal story, but it also says a lot about us Westerners and how we perceive the world and how we get in different relationships.
Well, and also, I think you're absolutely correct. And also, how the news media, once they pick up a story, do not check it out. It becomes a house of cards. That if somebody like the London Guardian picks it up, that everybody else will pick it up, as opposed to checking it out or trying to verify it. And I think also the need for us to personalize history, which I think in some ways
absolutely
is really good, in some ways really bad. And I think that she did that for people, that she symbolized sexuality, youth, revolution, political awareness, gender difference. I mean, all sorts of things. Sophie, I think you did a great job in the movie. I think you did a great job in the interview. Go see A Gay Girl in Damascus, the Amina profile. It's not what you think it is, and it's perfectly wonderful. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.